Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We've got Gary Richard Arnold now. I want to thank you, Gary, your research on the deep state Manchurian candidate, Lazy Ford. You've even expanded upon that. But since we posted up last Friday after the show, I read the first, 20 minutes, just taking in your two articles you sent me, or three articles, and reading it. And then we were able to get you by phone because you were delayed getting there. And we got approaching 4,000 in your 5,000 YouTube views, and approaching 1,000 on Vimeo just on these two of these issues, that shows that Lazy Ford is not only uncorroborable, she's a deep state mind control agent that was training under Dr. Mengele's, who worked at Stanford on the MK Ultra program for mind control using hypnosis and drugs. She worked with Corcept, that has not only mind control drugs but also the mifepristone, the abortion pill in the first 3 months will cause abortion. This is a very bad person. She is, in the words of Scott Adams, a monster. The fact that she would attack without corroboration a man in the final stages of his approval as a Supreme Court justice because she doesn't agree with his politics, because she's pro-abortion, pro-globalism, pro-demonization and destruction of the jurisprudence process, and the fact that she approached award winner for the dark side of the extreme leftist Democratic Party, who then passed it up to her congresswoman, to Dianne Feinstein, another devil. I call the demon rats, the Democrats, or dumb and crappies. It's amazing the decorum and the loss of jurisprudence and reasonableness. And now the left is protesting all around Washington, D.C., and even trying to harass various senators like Senator Flake and so on. These people need to shut the hell up. And we need to arrest them and put their tushes in prison for harassing us. It's one thing to protest. It's another thing to get in someone's face and scream at them, look at me, look at me. I'm sick and tired of people saying, look at me, okay? But I can tell you, women who are being abused, who are being sexually harassed, they need to be able to file reports and go to a hospital emergency department or file with 911. And this is destroying their rights to protect themselves against sexual assault. And Judge Kavanaugh never did. Never has sexually assaulted any woman. This is pure horse manure, and I'm sick and tired of the Democrats who need to be removed from office, and many of them should even go to prison as far as I'm concerned. This is bad stuff.
Right. Well, I think Dr. Christine Ford, since she's being paid both by Stanford and
GoFundMe and Soros,
and the Corcept Company, which is a $166 billion pharmaceutical company. I never saw anything during the hearings that she's written a number of 50-some papers under the name of Blassi, CM. And, of course, they didn't mention that. And in fact, this pharmaceutical concentrates in mind control. In fact, the CEO is schooled in psychiatry and behavioral sciences. And he's like the go-to guy for pharmacology and population reduction. The chief financier of the outfit, this $166 billion pharmaceutical, is a man by the name of G. Leonard Baker, Jr. And if you look up the guest list for the Bohemian Grove, he's right there at the celebrations burning children in effigy. I mean, have your medicines delivered to you by a guy who gets involved in the burning a cremation of care and burning children.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there actually the reports going back over the last century, they actually did kill children. And what it is, it's a resurrection of the ancient Canaanite ceremony of a giant owl where they actually have open coals. And if you didn't have a child from lascivious sex other than your husband and delivered a baby 9 months later, you use sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven, literally like gingerbread men, boys and girls, put on the arms of the owl as a proxy sacrifice to the demonic horde under this great owl, who is supposed to be the owl indicating it's the chief Baal or the owner of all property in the world. That's what we're dealing with.
Right.
And the giant owl is
on the building in San Francisco. It says, "Weaving spiders, come not here." And of course, it's like the oracles in Greece. You know, they go to get the fortune told of the military leaders and so forth. And if the the fortune teller said the wrong thing, I mean, their neck was on the line. So what they do is they say it so it could be read either way. So
right.
It's not "weaving spiders come not here," meaning you don't come here to make deadly plans. It means there are deadly planners here. Don't you come here. So anyway, that's their slogan, is "weaving spiders come not here." And what we find is that the ranch in Texas where Scalia was murdered is an extension of Bohemian Grove.
Right.
And it's and this guy belongs.
And there was no autopsy after he died, by the way. A lot of things are really out of character for the jurisprudence and the rule of law and toxicology after a violent death of a Supreme Court justice. No autopsy.
Yeah, right. And this guy is a member of the Order of St. Hubertus, also known as the American Knights. Their first meeting ever was at the Bohemian Club in San Francisco. So all this stuff is tied together. The Order of St. Hubertus was founded in 1695 by Austrian Count Anton von Spork in the Kingdom of Bohemia. Where else, right?
Mm.
And then the statues around in the hallway where Scalia was killed has pictures of the children with their heads being sliced off and skeletons and devils and all that type of stuff. You'll
right.
see that in my email that was sent to you.
That's the second link you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, this is the financier of Consorp, of which she is writing papers for.
Of course, that.
And they have a stealth abortion pill, which has everything to do with death and the calls for reducing the population by 90%.
Wow. What people don't understand is this is, and I want to make a statement now that may be a little bit shocking to people, but all the evil on earth is extra-dimensional and exoplanetary. And I can expand on this here in other shows, but I want people to understand, these people worship the spiritual authorities, power, and structures, just like it says in Ephesians, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places." This is a high place. These are high secret orders that are luciferic and demonic. And this one, Blasey Ford, is a demon-energized, Manchurian candidate, weaponized person with lies on her lips to try to destroy a man and destroy the ability to return to constitutional republic to protect the president from being irregularly impeached and to protect the unborn. Basically, is the same as eugenics. This is actually what has been instituted since 1973 with Roe v. Wade, is a form of eugenicide, primarily to kill blacks and inner-city poor people, but also to get those, quote, inferior people out of the way. People don't realize the eventual plan is to get rid of 90% of the human race and have the globalists get, Neuralink, like Elon Musk talks about. And there's some new videos out by Christians that talk about Elon Musk, because he's prophesying the coming of the Matrix, People don't understand
what
this is all.
What you got is that, you know, the guy that was became president of Cold Spring Harbor in 1990 was a Dr. James Watson. And he wrote a book called Prism. And in that, he said we should reevaluate our basic assumption that a person's life doesn't start until 3 days after birth, so that parents can choose whether they want to let them live or not. But I mean, this is the new morality that they're all calling for. And you're talking again about Julian Huxley, who was the first Director General of the United Nations. This is all this UN Agenda 21 that's in your own neighborhood right now. And it says, it will be important for UNESCO to see the eugenic problem as examined with the greatest of care, and the public mind is informed of the issues at stake, that so much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. And then they're advocating killing 90% of the world's population.
Right. Malthusian, demonic, Luciferic agenda now is on steroids and marching toward destroying the world by marching us over the precipice like lemmings. And the marching and rioting women and men now against Kavanaugh are part of this lemming crowd trying to commit suicide, aren't they?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So let's lay it all out here. What we have is a demonic horde of devils. Mind control. In fact, you mentioned here one of the things about some of the people that back Blasey Ford, and she's backed by the Corsept Foundation, and the guy running that Corsept Foundation is James A. Baker III, William Leonard Baker Jr., and of course, this is tied occultly to the Bohemian Club in San Francisco. It says, weaving spiders come not here, and we have all these pictures, so I'll put up the video if you can see it. And the death cultist G. Leonard Baker Jr. is conduit to espionage collaborator Leon Panetta. That's what we call that area in Northern California, Panettistan. And the Packard Foundation Investments Committee. This is tied directly to what's going on here. So
now,
these people...
David Packard, like Dianne Feinstein and Brzezinski and Rockefeller, are founding members of the Trilateral Commission, in which, you know, Goldwater called out, you know, hard and dirty. He says, to accomplish this purpose, about the Trilateral Commission's purpose, they mobilize the money power of the Wall Street bankers, the intellectual influence of the academic community, which is subverted to the wealth of the great tax-free foundations, and the media controllers represented in the membership of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateralists. And that's nothing you'll hear from any Claire Booth Luce.
And you're not going to hear it from anybody on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. They're not going to cross these red lines to call out the names of the global elite and the agencies and the organizations and the trusts and the what their agenda is. And it's completely Luciferic, completely satanic, completely evil. As they say, it's exodimensional and exoplanetary. People need to understand that.
Now, the more dangerous guy, probably than Soros, is this G. Leonard Baker Jr. He's the one that's financing the messing around with people's brains and creating artificial situations to create the bags. He's the one involved with the stealth abortion pill. Also, guess what? He is on the Yale Corporation. You don't get on the Yale Corporation unless you're a member of a secret society at Yale. I mean, you've got to be involved in the
aluminum. And by the way, Blasey Ford wrote papers on hypnosis used to create artificial situations. So Blasey Ford is not just a minor person. She's a player. She's worked under Dr. Mengele and at Stanford on the MKUltra mind control program. She's fully aware of this. That's why she even advised a friend of hers who got in the FBI to try to evade the polygraph test system. But she's an expert on hypnosis, drug-induced hypnosis, to create artificial implanted memories. And she's not only a victim of it, she's a lying piece of human garbage who actually is involved with the MKUltra for the CIA to create trained assassins and people who will put forth false testimony to assassinate someone's character like Kavanaugh. She is a monster, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. And I think she really got screwed up because those people end up only talking to each other. When she got out there in the public by herself, even with the simplicity that the Republicans can gin up by themselves, she just lacked the cover. And so all we saw was just lies, and I don't think she was convincing. It certainly wasn't me that...
I don't see an intelligent person. I see a person of subnormal intelligence. It's a liar. Probably was abused by her family and abused by the fact that she has a false memory herself because she looked like she was in one time regressing to a little baby girl voice, which is a sign that the person has been abused when they're prepubertal. And the fact that this woman herself is damaged probably not just by sexual abuse, but by psychotic abuse by using these drugs and hypnosis to implant memories into herself as well. I mean, this is a very strange person who, to me, is both damaged and evil. She's evil.
Well, look at all the people that were involved with the CIA that were taking the experimental drugs with MKUltra. You know, some of them jumping out of windows and
right, they were taking it themselves and being subjects of these experimental mind control things, as well as victimizing others, including patients or other colleagues.
Yeah, and that also makes sense kind of for the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, because he was a close son of a family friend of the Bush crowd. But they have no aversion of sending their own children as kamikazes.
Exactly. In fact, the highest award you can get within high-level masonry is to curse your own children. So when I asked about years ago what created Hillary Clinton, I saw a little girl in her peacoat being brought to a Eyes Wide Shut ceremony where they had a bunch of people with a golden goat's head club walking around with red cowls over their heads, saying the Lord's Prayer backwards in Latin and marching around a circle around an obsidian altar with a little boy strapped over the top, bare naked, ready to be stabbed in the heart with a serpent-shaped knife to have his heart cut out and fed to the people along with blood as a Luciferic ceremony of death. And she was then, at that point, indwelt by a demonic entity. So people that are like that, I call them people of clay and iron. So Blasey Ford is a woman, a person of human clay or flesh indwelt by a transdimensional iron entity. That's what she is. She's a person of clay and iron, just like Hillary Clinton. I call them the Hildebeest.
I mentioned Cold Spring Harbors earlier in our talk, and one of the people that helped finance it was the Carnegie Foundation in 1904, and the president at that time of it was Daniel Coit Gilman, who's the incorporator of Skull and Bones, again the Illuminati. So this is an Illuminati outfit with G. Leonard Baker Jr. being part of the Yale Corporation. I mean, all of this ties in eugenics and depopulating the earth. There's no break in the...
And it's not open to opinion either. A lot of people say, I want to argue and sit. There's no open to room to argue this. These are just ugly facts with names, places, agencies, and so on. It's not open to argument or dispute, is it?
No, you can go right here, like the report from Iron Mountain and the possible desirability of peace. It's they admit it's a substitute for the war system, a comprehensive program of
And then when I look at people that are what I call psychotic people, like Elon Musk, and they consider him a genius, no, this guy is demonically energized. Elon Musk of Tesla Corporation, this guy is an Australian that moved to Canada and America, and Musk basically wants to talk about Neuralink, and he said he's almost there within a few months of announcing this. I think he was interviewed on the video that I put some link. by a friend of Alex Jones who does a lot of the martial arts. And he interviewed him, and what he was saying basically is this is an extension of the cortex. And all the cortex does is feed positive things to the limbic system. And this is where, you know, like several of these transhumanists want to download their consciousness to the matrix. And he said that within years, people won't be able to distinguish reality from the matrix. Let me tell you, once they, it's right now bad enough with social media tracking you. I mean, I just had upgrades to my phone this morning. And when I looked at it, they wanted me to put my damn fingerprint on it, and they wanted me to use a special code. But people need to understand where this is all going is, where this is all going is basically mind control, and this system that they're bringing step by step by step is, not maybe, is the mark of the beast. And God showed me this. In fact, he sent me supernaturally a visionary, wall-awake angel to actually show me the city from which the mark would come, and I know everything about it at Schriever Air Force Base. I can tell you right now, what Elon Musk is talking about with Neuralink, and when you're seeing these people with mind control like Blasey Ford and Dr. Mengele, Stanford University, MKUltra, this attack on Kavanaugh was much more than just an attack on Kavanaugh and Trump. This is the introduction of the next phase of the Matrix and the Mark of the Beast, isn't it?
It is.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, Gary, this is, your revelations are even more amazing this time. When we get into this stuff about what's going on in these documents, what people need to understand is, and just one of the things that I find frustrating, that we have people that are afraid to call into the show. By the way, the number to call in, stay on topic, and don't get in how on attacks. They can, you're going to attack me and get away with it, or anybody else on the show like Gary. 877-317-6432. What I find that even in, not on the show, people are afraid to dialogue with me. It's like, Dr. Deagle, I disagree with you. Well, that's fine. In fact, I disagree with my son Matthew about, you know, maybe a percentage I agree and a whole bunch I don't agree. But I want a dialogue. And then people need to realize that if I have a dialogue long enough with someone, they start to show some respect. See, I want respect rather than people to like me. Don't you? Don't you want people to respect you? Because the reason why you want respect is because their respecting you saves their hide. Because we're the repository of wisdom in society. We know what's going on with the secret orders. We know the powers of darkness. We know the evil is being promulgated. It's often called the degree of politics. This isn't politics what happened recently with Kavanaugh. This is plain demonic helter-skelter. And the current protests going on in Washington, D.C., and harassment of senators in the hallways and so on, is completely unacceptable, disgraceful, demonic whoredom. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. No, this is designed. It's a technique that's psychologically been proven, just like the Delta technique. That's,
doesn't work with people like me. That's why I'm a leader, and so are you. It doesn't work with me.
You know, Saul Alinsky, right out of their book, and they benefit several ways from it. So.
Well, let's put it this way. I have technology, both physical, that's much more dangerous than guns, and spiritual, much more dangerous than the powers of darkness can imagine. And the truth is being set free. a lot of the even alternative shows on this network and elsewhere will not go anywhere near as deep as what we talk about. They won't. They'll touch it on the edges of it, on, you know, like a Rent show or some other show on another network, or on TV they'll go so far, but you'll never see Tucker Carlson or Megyn Kelly now off Fox News over her network telling you the exact truth. When she even tries to defend Trump, she won't go into these, across these red lines and these secret orders and the demonic whoredom and what they're actually doing. She won't talk about the agenda that's actually in open print from the World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Foreign Affairs, which is the Journal of the CFR. And what's really going on here is a world plan to actually dominate the human race and get rid of most of it. And the remaining, most of the human beings that they just physically get rid of, they want them to be separated from the Creator for eternity. It's not just destroying their bodies, they want to destroy their souls too.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, if you see that section in there where it talks about their use of hypnosis to, you know, reduce anxiety and psychological aspects and to improve and create artificial situations. This is exactly the application they use in false flags around the world. In fact,
well, you see a lot of these false flag actors, for example, the guy that did the Pulse bombing. You can see signs that this happened. Even the Sadarov brothers, you can sign they went through mind control treatment technology that came out of Stanford University with Mengele and Blasey Ford, who's an expert in this and wrote papers on it.
Right. Well, this is the same thing the Soviets used to create artificial situations so that they could have their show trials. And that's actually what we had with the Supreme Court appointment was a show trial.
Right.
And it's very much Soviet-like because the ones that are, you know, in the communist...
Well, if they could get their way, we would have...
under discipline.
Right. If they could get their way, the Democrats, I call the Democrats, or demon rats... We would have no jurisprudence. You'd be guilty until proven innocent, which is Napoleonic injustice. You'd have helter-skelter violence. You'd have the state trying to take away not only rights for autonomy, but even self-protection. And you'd have a level of violence that would be resulting from the pushback from the right that would result in the death of millions of people trying to see if they could take over the government by literally promoting, say, 40 or 60 genders and one sex. It doesn't protect women's rights. It doesn't protect men who are falsely accused. It doesn't strengthen the family. It doesn't strengthen government. The helter-skelter of the globalists and the Democrats and rhino Republicans is to destroy the family, to destroy civil jurisprudence, to destroy the rule of law, and to actually create a nation that says, like, you know, no borders, no ICE, and no America. They don't want any borders. They don't even want nation states anymore, these globalists, do they?
What they're doing, this same group that's doing all this psychology and drugs is trying to make love to the pro Second Amendment people by saying the way, you know, way to get out of this is we need mental health programs in the area. You can keep your guns, but we need to make sure that people are mentally healthy and stable. But this is exactly what the Soviet Union did. This is exactly what the head of the World Health Organization
did. This is what Germany did when they outlawed guns. Do you remember Kristallnacht? Kristallnacht was the same thing. This thing with Kavanaugh was a Senate version of Kristallnacht, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. But you're mentally unstable, and you're not fit to live in the community, according to the head of the World Health Organization. He said, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. And then you're okay. Then you can have a gun.
Yeah, because now you're going to be a functionary of the globalists, shooting anybody that disagrees with you, because disagreeableness means you're not human, therefore you're fit for being shot, or interred, or given a lethal injection.
Yeah, the psychiatry has been overtaken more so than even the schools. So they can affect your employment, they can affect whether you're going to get life-saving medicine.
Well, look at the...
children.
I had experts on over a year ago talking about this, reason from California lawyers, fighting for veterans, and at that time, this was over a year ago, year and a half ago, 275,000 veterans were denied to even carry, buy ammunition, let alone guns, because they had a temporary period of anxiety, post-traumatic stress, or some other problem, depression, and therefore they were thought by the VA, this is, they took away their rights, because they don't want veterans training younger people, say 18 to 25, how to carry a weapon or do a battle against the global elite that's gone crazy. That's why they don't want to not only have guns, they want things like bump stocks and everything removed. Not because they think, well, people are going to go out and kill people. No. It's not guns.
Remember
people.
The New Ager about 30 years ago in her book, Co-Creation? Barbara Marks Hubbard, she was saying that they have the right, the New Agers have the right, and that one-fourth of humanity must be eliminated from the social body. And she said, God's selection process for planet Earth, he selects, we destroy, we are the riders of the pale horse. Horse death. So she was advocating 25%, but that's not near as much as Ted Turner and some of his buddies.
Right. Where is this going? Because here's a couple possibilities. Possibility number one is that Kavanaugh gets approved, which I think is about a 90-95% chance. Possibility number two, he doesn't. Trump will reappoint him. You're going to have increased protests either way from the left. The left are going to lose their marbles altogether. Their level of violence is going to result in Trump actually having to declare that these people are going to be jailed and put into prison. And attempts to murder senators or political officers or people that work around the White House is going to result in a lot of these people that want to get ultra-violent and go crazy, they're going to die themselves in violence or they're going to end up going to prison for good. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think they want the...
They're going to get a lot more than they bargained for, aren't they? They're going to get a lot more than they bargained for, aren't they?
If people are smart enough, they intend to create out of chaos. And if people are smart and hold still to what they know and their morals and know who's going against them, the whole thing can switch around. Out of chaos, we can get freedom, too.
There's three layers to this. The first layer is we have what's called a viciously ignorant public. How can people vote Democrat after this session in the 2018 election? It's only because they're evil, they're uninformed, and they're suicidal. There's only way you can vote Democrat after all this dance with the devil, you know, like the Deep Blue Sea. So I see an increasingly lemmingized society, ready to believe in dogma, that's suicidal, with the Rhino Republicans and the Demon Rats.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Here's where I think things are going, and I want to get your input, Gary. Number one, I think that Kavanaugh is going to be approved. Trump is going to move forward to start releasing all these documents. The British don't want to release. That's why they cry, don't release them, Trump. You're going to release methods and such and such. It's the British intel and the globalists under the Queen and the Vatican that are actually in a panic over the fact that he's going to release information by the globalists of the Pindar, the penis of the dragon that runs the Druidic Council, heading toward a world population collapse, which they want, and heading toward a thermonuclear, chemical, and biological war, which they want with Russia and China. They don't want some degree of decorum or reasonableness so we can actually have a defensive Earth strategy, not only against coronal mass ejections and asteroids, but against the real possibility of an interstellar invasion of our world, because we've been sending out radio signals for five decades, and like Rawlings, you know, they actually discovered the black hole. It was a guy in a wheelchair with ALS who I think recently died. He made the warning, and he's an atheist himself, and he made the warning that if our signal gets out there, whatever you're going to attract is a predatory super race with advanced technology, and the first thing they're going to do is hack into human consciousness and genetics, and they're going to destroy our civilization from inside, which is exactly what's happening right now, because these people, they're controlled like Blasey Ford and others, are literally people of clay and iron. They're controlled by transdimensional beings and entities, ideas and beings that are non-human, aren't they?
That's true. And I want to reemphasize these protocols of the Georgia Guidestone. The Christian Century, in 1969, as Sam Keen wrote, he called for an alteration of consciousness. And then later in 1995 at the World Forum, State of the World Forum, he advocates the world's population be cut by 90%. And then he says there won't be enough people left to do ecological damage. And then you go to Ronald Reagan's Freedom Medal winner Jacques Cousteau, who says we need to kill 350,000 people per day, and you know, that's 1991. You get closer to our time, you got Ted Turner in the Audubon magazine, 1996, right. And he wants 95% reduction of the human population would be ideal. So those people thinking that, you know, they're going to get along just with a little bit of adjustment, these guys are not going to fulfill their plans, are dead wrong, especially when you look at these
let's put it this way.
Baker Jr.
Let's put it this way. My ministry as a prophet doesn't even start till the first day of the treaty, which unfortunately Trump has already guaranteed the Jews he's going to rebuild the temple. I have both spiritual and physical technology, a lot more dangerous than guns or any weapon on earth right now, and I'm going to put together a PowerPoint for Trump to build a brilliant pebble system to protect us against incoming weapons. Because rogue nations, even like North Korea or anybody, Venezuela, could fire us from the south. And the fact is, we are vulnerable. You just need one EMP weapon on either coast. A simple missile shot up from a fishing boat 300 miles off the coast, 100,000 feet in the air with a 3-kiloton EMP weapon, would destroy the power grid, and our society would consume itself in literally cannibalism and self-destruction and violence. So 90% of the world population of those countries affected by EMP would be gone in 90 days to a year. People don't get this, do they? I did the war game simulations with the CDC and the FBI, and these maniacs were laughing at me when I was asking questions 6 months before 9/11, because I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. We did three things. We got supercomputer time and the NOAA supercomputer up in Boulder to do a war game simulation of a weaponized form of a virus that went from Cairo, Egypt to Oklahoma City. We did a performing arts center with a bioweapon simulation with hazmat officers and special military personnel. We did one on 17th Avenue, a sprayer out the second floor window with a weaponized form of anthrax, and in every case, we killed everybody. This is what they want. People don't get it. I can tell you right now, the primary control of artificial intelligence, which, Elon Musk is talking about almost like he's religiously titillated about it, and there's maniacs who want to fuse with the AI. They don't worry. They're worried that AI is going to take over everything, and he's all in a panic. He thinks the best way is to just fuse with it. Create a supercortical system with high bandwidth, and the Neuralink is only months away, not years away. Neuralink is just months away from them being able to start introducing it, but without 5G network, they can't do it. People don't realize that even under Trump, he authorized January 8th 5G everywhere, and Elon Musk and these other maniacs want to put 12,000 satellites in low Earth orbit, so every square inch of the planet is covered by 5G high-speed bandwidth, somewhere around 66 times faster than the fastest 4 or 5 LTE cell phone networks. This is scary stuff, isn't it?
We'll be fried from the inside out. What I'd like to encourage people to do, there's a book free online, and if people read it, if there's no big incident that happens between now and then, which there likely is to be, Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins, and it shows the intertwining of medicine, the intelligence agencies, and the New World Order. Murder by Injection.
Let me roll it back a bit. My psychiatrist, a trainer, in 1974 brought in the guy that worked for the CIA on the mind control projects with the CIA from Montreal Neurological Institute. You know who that was?
Tell me.
Dr. Ian, what's his name? The Scottish guy. Now, apparently, according to the history,
Ian Cameron.
Now, people thought it actually reports this guy's a big guy. He's about a 6'3", 4" Scotsman. But he worked in mind control at Montreal Neurological Institute as a research facility with people like Stanford University and mind control. And they had these, basically these places where they actually kind of put you in a place to do what's called a neurological disorientation chambers, which they would do. And then they introduce drugs to make you sensitive, to turn you into like weaponized assassins or insert memories or whatever. Literally to wipe your mind clean. And people say, oh, look, the public reports in the newspapers that the man had died 6 years earlier. This is 1974 on a mountain when he was mountain climbing because he liked to mountain climb. Horse hockey. He taught us for 3 months and showed us all the videos, including his mind control systems with videos in the special chambers. I saw everything firsthand, not secondhand. Okay?
Well, this is so, where, you know, Rudolf Hess was flown over from Germany to England and ended up in Inverness, and that's...
So Dalhousie in Halifax, Nova Scotia...
...in mind control.
Dalhousie University in Halifax had mind control psychiatrists working doing research off-site, outside of America, just like, for example, I took care of the Pratt & Whitney jet aircraft parts plant outside Halifax International Airport between 1988 and 1994 when I went back to the United States to do further practice. And during that time, I got introduced to the fact that the back of the Pratt & Whitney jet aircraft parts plant making Grumman Aerospace jet engines, that they had a mind control project, a directed energy weapons project, where the directed energy weapon got out of control. And they lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid when they started firing around inside the facility, hurting people. So, and when I told them, I said, unless you tell me straight up, you can all drop dead, to go to hell. Because people were vomiting out blood and everything from hydrofluoric acid fumes and everything. And I meant it. So they told me straight up exactly what they were doing and then showed me what they were doing. I said, oh my God, what the hell are you doing? They had a directed energy weapons project. And when I saw an NSA agent back in 1994, he said, come on out the parking lot, Deagle. And I said, why? He said, I want to show you something. So he showed me his sat phone in his car. I said, I thought you were retired. He said, you don't retire from the NSA unless they used to double tap you with a 22 caliber bullet to the forehead and the left ventricle. But now they just hit you with a directed energy weapon the last 20 years. That was the mid-90s. So by the mid-70s, they're using DEWER, directed energy weapons, to kill people with strokes, heart attacks, and cancer. People better watch out that they realize these are being put on drones. They're going to be put on autonomous robots. They're building cyborg warrior forces. The wars of the future are like Star Trek and Star Wars. This is very nasty. People don't get it, do they?
The NASA report of 2001, if they go to news-expose.org, they can look right in there. They'll see information about the chemtrails. They'll see information about them bragging about what you're talking about is fingerprintless weapons that are legal. They actually say that. And you'll see who this report has been sent to and the basic intelligence alphabet agencies besides a number of others.
Right. And by the way, this is not open to your damned opinion out there. You might have an opinion. No, you have an attitude. We have an opinion. We've been through hell. To know all this stuff and to still be alive is a miracle in itself. And the fact is that people have to understand, even during Trump, there's a lot of bad people around him that are moving him toward the New World Order, including himself, by the way. When he kowtows to his son, Jared Kushner, to try to build a temple in Jerusalem for the Jews, this is very evil. When he allows the 5G network to spread across the country, it's very evil.
Two of his kids went through a 10-school admission organization school in
right.
which they tried to mold people to globalist views. So
exactly.
If they were inoculated or not before they went in, I'd probably send my kid there, but he'd know better. He wouldn't accept their bull.
Exactly. You realize I was in 10 schools is where this one Blasey Ford went to. She went to one of the 10 schools, didn't she?
Well, her girls' school... intermixed with the 10 school organization. They dated and messed with them.
Right. But there are 10 schools parallel. The female Holton Arms school was a mind-controlled school, wasn't it?
Right. And this was what was referred to in old days as the Eastern Establishment. Most people had no idea how conspiratorial and directed it was by the Illuminati.
Right. And by the way, it's not open to your discussion. Accept the truth, pray hard, and prepare.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888 888- 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.